Hi, my name is Eric Anderson, and I'm with the Association of Pedestrian and Bicycle Professionals on their board of directors. And today I was presenting about bicycle parking best practices. And during the presentation, I talked about two main areas. The first was generally discussing best practices for bike parking in terms of how you select a good bicycle rack, how you select a good bicycle locker. And then we talked a little bit about site design, what are the best locations for bike racks and lockers, and how can we place them so they're easiest to access and also have higher security. And then the second half of the presentation was a discussion of in-street bicycle parking, which we think is really important because the current situation is that we have a lot of bicycle racks on the sidewalk. And as a result, we sort of have bicycles and pedestrians vying for public space. So one of the ideas is to move the bike racks off the sidewalk and out of the pedestrian space and into the parking spaces on the street. So we looked at two case studies describing how to do that. One was from Berkeley, California, and another more extensive case study was from Portland, Oregon, where they have about 50 requests to do this from local businesses in Portland. And then we closed by looking at a lot of locations around North America and internationally where bicycle parking has been moved off the sidewalk and into the street and where it's been shown to be successful. So to get more information about the Bicycle Parking Guide and Association of Pedestrian and Bicycle Professionals, you can go to www.apbp.org.